Good morning, morning crew. Lisa here, slowly waking up at the guest house in Kisumu, Kenya. We are getting ready to head out and do some food shopping before we head to the village. Dorothy had to go run some errands very early this morning, so I am here with her sister, Janet, and she is going to help me food shop today. So let's meet Janet. Now, Janet, few people know you as Janet. So tell that story.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here with Lisa. It's a pleasure to meet her. It's the first time meeting her. I had to come and help her do the grocery stuff since Dorothy is running a few errands in the morning. I was just telling her that I have a nickname that is well-known more than my official name. My nickname is Sandy, and very few people know me as Janet. My mom told me I was born on a Sunday, and so they just decided to make it a nickname. So almost everybody knows me as Sandy until it's becoming like my official name. So I'm trying to make people know me as Janet.
Well, it is such a pleasure to meet you. Now, you and Dorothy are two of nine kids. Talk about your family.
I have a family of course, two parents, mom and dad, and then we're nine siblings. It's a blessing. Rare cases, all the nine siblings were still alive. Both parents are still alive. I was just telling Lisa about this, and it's such a blessing to us. I'm the eighth born in the family. That means I'm the second last. I have a last born brother. And we're only two boys and seven girls. So it's a family of girls.
And your older brother, who I've met, and many of us have met at the Rafiki African Festival, he lives in Ohio. And then your younger brother farms here at the farm in Alendu. And so, yeah, you said they were both pretty much on either end. And so it was all about the girls.
Yeah, it was all about the girls because the elder brother is the second born and the younger brother is the last born. So you can imagine, all in between is the girls. So it was just girl stuff.
And you are a social worker. You work in this community.
Yes, I'm a social worker. I work in the community. I work in the communities in Kisumu County, Nyakach area.
And we are sitting here waiting for Kevin, our driver, and we're going food shopping. What are some of the things that Dorothy needs to buy this morning?
Dorothy needs to buy a few of some laundry stuff, and she also needs to buy some food stuff like the grains. I believe she needs to use them back at home for the guests, Lisa being one of them.
Yeah. She was teasing me that she needed to buy me coffee. I did bring some from the States. You know, we all think, oh, we're in Kenya. Kenya has the most amazing coffee. But you guys don't really drink your coffee here. Much of it gets exported. So here, a lot of it's about the tea. And it's usually instant coffee.
Yes, Kenya is known for tea, not coffee. So basically, you'll find majority of Kenyans having their tea, not coffee. But there are few people who have coffee. And so that also makes coffee being special in Kenya. There are specific places where you'll get quality coffee. Yes. But tea is everywhere.
Well, thank you so much, Janet. You're now known as Janet in Pennsylvania. So thanks for talking with us. And we're going to get going, and then we'll check in with everybody a little bit later. I'm Lisa reporting live with Janet from Kisumu.
That's interesting.